Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holcomb. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Holcomb. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holcomb juggles the ball. That's an error on Holcomb. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zernial hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridlow strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Dillinger scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritlau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Massey for a passed ball. Astroth moves to second. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Astroth and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing second base. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Philly reaches second base with a double. Zerniel moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel scores. Philly moves to third. Majeski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Astroth reaches third base with a triple. Philly scores. Majeski scores. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-3. Athletics. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritlau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark bunts towards the mound. Kritlau juggles the ball. That's an error on Kritlau. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Clark goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Suter reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Astroth hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 12-4, Athletics. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Lenhart moves to second. It's 12-5, Athletics. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Don Lenhart now playing first base. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-3 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Erod pinch hits for Lucrit Lau. Joe Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Joe Erott now catching. Marv Rotblat now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Erott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Zernial moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.